Jesus saved. He's always been saved and he's still saving. Somebody say amen. If you got your Bibles, go to our Bible study in the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel. I am going to try not to re-teach everything I done last week. I want to move forward. Let me ask you, if you were not here last week and did not get a handout last week, would you, our men, would y'all get ready? Raise your hand and hold your hand up until you get something in your hand. A lot of folks. I need somebody over here, fast as you can do this, okay? You that have your chart from last week, how many's got your chart from last week? I want you to do me a favor so I can... these charts are all, this is an awesome chart. I want you to go to one that says Daniel 70 weeks and has two layers of teaching on it. It's got the Daniel 70 weeks on top and 70 weeks of Daniel on the bottom. Now, this chart did not, I didn't write the chart. I like the chart, but I want you to know good men differ, okay? And there's one little area that I want you, if you got last week's chart, it's corrected on this week's chart, but if you have last week's chart, will you go down to the second layer where it says Daniel 77s of Daniel. So how many see that? Now you that got the new chart, you don't have to worry about it. Go over to where, go over to the fourth column to the right, and it says church. Mark through EST and put EMP. Mark through EST and put EMP. I differ with this author, though good man can differ, and he's a great author. I believe the church started before Pentecost, but was empowered at Pentecost. And some good men believe that the church started at Pentecost. So last week, that's the only correction you need to make, and I wanted to share that with you. I'll get more into that as we get into the study. I'm not going to concentrate on that today. I just wanted to correct that. The new charts has it right. Go to Daniel 9. Now, let me say one thing about the message tonight. Wasn't it good? Amen. Wasn't that wonderful? Now, let me say something, this young man. I posted on, a Bible study post today on social media. I don't do much of that, but I did this today because I've had two words or one word of my mind that's mentioned twice in the King James Bible. And it's the word promotion. Here's what the Bible says about promotion. Promotion, listen to this. Cometh not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. If you go to the next verse, it says God raises up some and puts down some. I want to tell you what I'm against. I'm against anybody that tries to self-promote. And I am against you or anybody else trying to get somebody promoted in your flesh when it should be God that does it. And I want to tell you what's happened. Listen to me real carefully. We have built people up and put them on a pedestal. And then guess what happened? They fell down and disappointed because we promoted them and God didn't. Young man, he's got it right. Somebody say amen. He got it right. And that is promotion belongeth unto the Lord. And he showed how David was promoted. And I thank God for his teaching. I just wanted to share that. That enthused me. And let's go to Daniel 70 weeks. Now, Miss Allison, let's go to the second point of the outline. I have your charts. I'm going to teach out your charts. And I've got a little tiny skeleton outline. And everything else you're going to get tonight is from the overflow. Without notes and by my memory as the Holy Ghost gives it to me. I want to give it to you fresh. I got to tell you, I taught on this Daniel 9 last week. I've never had more liberty in a deep passage than I ever had last week. And I'm praying the Holy Ghost will let me do it again. Now go with me. Keep your chart, keep this chart and the chart on the back in your hand, because I'm going to show you something here in a minute. Now, I won't start verse 20, but I won't start with Daniel 9:24 through 27. Just give you a slight review and then go on. 70 weeks are determined upon, what did he say? Thy people. In verse number 20, he said, my people. Now, who is that? That's Israel. The 70 weeks of Daniel, the 70th week of Daniel, has nothing to do with the church. I do not believe in replacement theology. It does not have anything to do with the church, and I'll show you that in a moment. Boy, this is great. If you're a premillennialist and you're a pre-tribulation rapturist, this is the mountain peak of prophecy in the Old Testament. Somebody say amen. Now look what the Bible says. 70 weeks are determined on thy people, that's Israel, and upon the holy city, that's Jerusalem. Now notice what to do. To finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in the everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision, and prophecy, and anoint the most holy. Now listen to this. He even tells us, know therefore, and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem. Look at your chart. When was that? That was March 5th, 444 B.C. We know that. That's found in Nehemiah chapter 2. See what you got to do. You got to interpret the scripture line upon line, precept upon precept. Somebody help me preach there. Now notice this. Know ye therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince, that's Jesus, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. That's 69 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublesome times. Now notice this. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. Now, let me go back over what somebody says, well, I thought a week was 7 days. That's not this interpretation. Remember what I gave you last week. Remember in Genesis chapter 29, verse 27, you remember it? About Jacob? Jacob wanted Rachel to be his wife. Laban tricked him. Laban made him fulfill his week, and he got Leah as wife. By the way, how would you like to marry somebody and marry her and not know the next day it was the wrong woman? Chad, am I right? Yes, I'm right. Study it. But then he said, fulfill Rachel's week, and he says it like this, 7 more years. That's the law of first mention. So it is very practical and knowledgeable to realize that this group of 70 weeks are 70 sevens, or 70 times 7 years. So 70 times 7 years is 490 years. But from 444 B.C. until Messiah was cut off, it was 483 years. And I quoted last week, the Bible said, give me the verse again in Galatians. Help me a little bit, Michael. Somebody help me. I had a brain freeze. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, made of woman, made under the law. Now, hallelujah. What was the fullness of time? The 69 weeks. Now, the 70th week, God is going to deal with these people, Israel, in the 70th week of Daniel. Now, let's just do something. Church, stay with me. I got to show you where some of these morons that don't believe in pre-trib and pre-millennials get off the hook. Let me do something for you. If we took it consecutively, Lois, 483 years to the cross, 7 more years till the second coming, and that's all we do, And then a 1,000-year millennial reign, then it's all over. That's been 2,000 years since the cross. So what's missing? What's missing? I got it. Let me show you. At the end, when Jesus Christ dies, the time clock started in 4044 BC. Went up to Calvary's cross. Y'all with me? Went up to Calvary's cross. He died on the cross. The time clock stopped. And you say, well, what happened? Now I'm going to show you something. There is, between the cross of Calvary and the rapture, a prophetic gap. And somebody had to fill the gap. Do you have your Bibles? Turn to Ephesians chapter number 3. I am about to get excited. Now, I'm doing all this by just memory. And you pray for me that God will give it to me. As I've been praying, I'm just going to give it to you. Now, let me make a statement. Look at me. Are y'all at Ephesians 3? Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, stay with me. Look at verse number 3. When you're there, say amen. Amen. How that, by revelation, he made known unto me, that's Paul, the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Now notice this, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Now write this down, look at this, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. This mystery, are y'all with me? Was not made known unto men. When Daniel wrote his prophecy, he did not include this mystery. The Old Testament does not clearly ever show you the church. It wasn't revealed in the old times. Am I right? Wasn't it revealed in old times? And Jeff, and by the way, good to see you back. Missed you. Jeff, how in the world can these ites, and you know their names, these ites I call them, somehow say that thy people, my people, and the holy city Jerusalem now is the church, and the Israel done away with? That's a lie straight from the pits of hell. God's still going to deal with Israel. But right now, the mystery. Who's the mystery, Lois? Keep reading with me. Y'all still with me? It said that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel. Wherefore I am made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of power. Unto me, who am less and the least of all saints, is the grace given that I should preach among what? The Gentiles, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now, without me reading all this, so we can see who the context is, go down to verse number 20, and then we'll get the total context of who it is. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the what? The power that worketh in us. Now notice, unto him be glory in the what? That's the mystery. We're living in the dispensation of the church age. We're the mystery.
Amen, preacher. Yes, sir.
What happened at Calvary when Christ died? The 70 weeks of Daniel went through 69 weeks, and God stopped the clock. You know why he stopped the clock? To choose you a Gentile bride.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. By the way, there is a typology in the Old Testament. Remember when they went and got a bride for Isaac? a Gentile bride and Abraham. Abraham, they went out and sought a bride. By the way, God, somebody else say amen. Amen. You are the bride.
Amen.
You're the church.
Amen.
You're the mystery.
Praise God.
Somebody help me.
Amen.
Are y'all getting it? Tell me you're getting it. Tell me it's getting after you.
Amen.
See, ladies and gentlemen, prophecy's not as hard as you make it if you interpret line upon line and precept upon precept and everything within its context.
Amen.
You try to put the church in the Old Testament, you are in error.
Yeah.
You may find type. You may have pictures.
Amen.
Song of Solomon being one of them. But you will not find a clear doctrinal teaching of the church in the Old Testament, not revealed until the New Testament after Christ died, and hallelujah, and Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles.
Amen.
And somebody ought to praise him.
Amen, amen, preacher.
Now I'm going to give you three more. I'm on. Whoa! Whoa! I'm excited. Now let me show you some more good stuff. Let me show you some more good stuff. You said, what do you mean the clock's going to start again? Well, let me show you something. Methodically and slowly and precisely. Turn to 1 Corinthians 15. Then I'm going to go to Philippians 4. See, here's what I say. I say the Lord's coming back after the mystery. And then when he comes back after the mystery, the church, then the clock starts. And the 70th week of Daniel starts. Now, I personally believe, now this is me, and I sure could be wrong, that the rapture will happen, and there could be a space between the rapture and the tribulation. Because never let anybody tell you the rapture starts the tribulation. Wrong. The revelation of the Antichrist starts the tribulation. And I'm not sure that some of the wars that are going to happen in the Bible will happen during that time. Also, building the 10-nation confederacy and the harlot church may take place in that. I don't, but let me say all you, that's Smithology. I could be wrong. Okay, could be. I think I'm right, but I'm not going to stake my life on it. But I want to show you something. Did I say something about a mystery a while ago?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to give you three passages or four passages of scripture. Everybody got your Bible?
Yeah.
Please go in the Bible with me. Go to 1 Corinthians 15. And go down to verse number 50. Now, what did I say the church was?
Mystery.
It's what?
Mystery.
It's a mystery, right?
Yes.
Well, let's see. Let's go further. Look at verse 51. Woo! Woo, 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 woo! Behold, I show you a what? We shall not all sleep. Who's the we? The church. But we shall all be what? Hallelujah. In a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now hold it. Hold, stay with me. Let me give you another passage that is very similar. They don't say it exactly the same, but they say basically the same thing. Turn to book of 1 Thessalonians 4. And verse number 14. We're still talking about the mystery. Just showed you that the mystery is going to be raptured. Let's tie this together. Y'all still with me? But I would not have you to be ignorant. Verse 13. Brethren, concerning them which are asleep. And when I say asleep, that's the body. That ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which them also which sleep in Jesus, that's in the grave in their body, will God bring with him. Here's what happened when you die. Your body goes back to the grave. Your soul and spirit goes to heaven. To be absent from the body is present with the Lord. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain of the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Us living ain't going to stop them from coming out of the grave. Listen to this. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a what? We've kind of heard that a little while ago. And with the voice of an archangel, Michael, and with the trump of God. Very similar language as you just heard in 1 Corinthians. And the dead in Christ shall what? And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the what? To meet the Lord in the what? Hold it a minute. Hold it. Stop. Hold it. I thought the second coming was to the earth. And it is. The second coming is at the earth, to the earth. When he comes with some people riding white horses. Who are the saints? Who are you and I and everyone in this room to save? Somebody ought to say, whoopee. And here's the difference. Jesus Christ is going to come back after the church and meet us in the air. That is not the second coming. That is the rapture. Then we'll live in heaven until the second coming. Amen? I'm not done teaching you. Oh, I'm coming. I told you everything's from the overflow tonight. Not no notes. I don't have a prearranged. I'm just letting the Holy Ghost do it. Turn to Revelation. You say, now tie Daniel with Revelation. I'm going to. Turn to Revelation 1 first. But before you do that, how many can do two things at one time? How many can go back to Daniel for a minute? Can you? Just for a second. Go back, not to Daniel 9, but to Daniel 12. And look at verse number 4 as he's closing out the chapter. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Daniel, seal it up to the end. When's the end? Daniel is sealed. Revelation said the revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation is the unveiling of the seal. What was sealed in Daniel now is revealed in the Bible in the Revelation. Because it is the last time. Now let me show you something. Now, look at verse 19. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. I'll help you shout in a minute. Let me give you an outline of the book of Revelation. Let me give it to you. Write the things which thou hast seen. That's the glorified Christ. And the things which are. What are the things which are? Look. All you got to do is read Revelation 2 and 3. Let me make a quote to you. Y'all all listen. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the what? Churches. After that last church, that statement's not made again. Here's what the statement says after that. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Why didn't he say the church? Because the church is gone. Now let me make a statement to you. These seven churches of Asia, and you got to think about this, wasn't the only seven churches in Asia, but they were the ordained churches that were given to write to. I not only believe they were seven local churches that teach us about ourselves and the churches, But I believe they represent seven church ages. I believe we're living right at the overlapping of the Philadelphia, where it said, I'll keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall try out the whole world. That's the tribulation period. And the Laodicean church, where Jesus is on the outside. Are y'all with me? Now, we got the things that were seen, and we got the things which are. Then he's going to give us the things which shall be hereafter. I'm so happy I'm ready to giggle. Look at chapter 4. Now, tell me if you see some similarities between 1 Corinthians 15, Philippians chapter 4. Go to chapter 4. After this, I look. After what? Jeff, after what? The church age. After this, I looked. Behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as if it were a trumpet talking with me. How many believe that's a little similar? Three different writers saying it three different ways, but saying basically the same thing. Come up hither. And now let me make a note. Can you make this in your notes? The word rapture is not in the Bible. It's a Latin word. But it means to snatch or to bring up hither.
Amen. Praise God.
Here's what's going to happen. The last church member's going to get saved. What if it happens this week? What if it happens with you going door knocking and getting your neighbors out, and your neighbor is the last Gentile to be saved? And Jesus said it's it. God says it's it. Looks to Jesus and said, go on.
Praise God.
Whew. I don't know about you. I'm getting so excited right now. I'm about to lose it. Now look at it. And immediately I was in the spirit. Behold, there was a throne set in heaven, and one that sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow around about the throne in the sight like an emerald. Now notice this. This is significant. I believe the first thing will happen is we'll have our rewarding day after the rapture. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, listen, clothed in white raiment. Go over to 19th chapter. It says the white raiment is the righteousness of the saints. And notice this. And they had on their heads crowns.
Praise God.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the earning of crowns was not for the Jews. You know that. That's our reward. God's going to reward us for our faithfulness, and we'll get crowns. We'll later see over in the verse that we're not going to give glory to ourselves because we got a crown. There's too many people want self-glory. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take those crowns. You ain't no. We've worshiped, but ain't nobody ever worshiped like we're going to worship.
Amen, preacher.
Ain't nobody ever done it like we're going to do it. We're going to be rewarded. And we're going to take them off. And you can find it right in that passage. And we're going to toss them to his feet.
Amen.
And we're going to say this. Worthy.
Praise
is the Lamb.
He's worthy.
Can you say it, Lois?
Amen.
Worthy is the Lamb. You sing a song about that, don't you? You got it? You might want to do it in a minute. I wanted to get one step further, but I won't. But let me give you the platform for next week. After this, the tribulation is going to start. I'll go back to Daniel 9:27 Remember where it said the prince will make a covenant with them? That prince being the Antichrist with many for a while, and then he'll break his covenant. I don't want to nudge that right now, because that's next week. I don't know how anybody, I really don't, that has any common sense and that interprets this Bible literally and line up on line cannot get what I taught tonight. I don't know. How in the world can somebody be a mid-tribulation rapture, now a group that says you go three-quarters of the way, and then the ites that I mentioned believe you go all the way through the tribulation, then you just go up and back down. Ladies and gentlemen, the tribulation period is not for the church. The tribulation period is for thy people, for my people, Israel. If you got that, you got the truth.
Amen.
Can you imagine? Let's imagine. Let's get up and get ready to sing that song. Can y'all get it for her? You got it, don't you? Listen. Can I talk to you a minute? How many of you know you're saved? Raise your hand if you know. Amen. How many of you right now, and church, bow your head. How many right now say, preacher, I'm not saved, but I don't want to be left behind for no tribulation period. I want to know I'm saved before I die. And I want to meet the Lord in there. How many just slip up your hand and say, pray for me? I'm not sure I'm saved. Raise it up. Come on. I want to meet the Lord when he comes. Now imagine, well, every one of y'all imagine a moment. Imagine you before the throne. And imagine you taking your crown off at the feet of Jesus. Can you worship with him a little bit? Can that get in your soul right now? And you're at the feet of Jesus. And you're getting ready to tell him. See, you are not worthy to go to heaven. You all and I should be in hell. But he's worthy. And one of these days, we're going to get to tell him, thou art worthy. I want you, after I pray, stand. If you want to come and pray and just thank him for what he's done for you. And we'll conclude this part of the scripture next week with that peace back and take it on in. But stand with me now. Will y'all worship a little bit? Yeah. This is the day you're going to be crowned. And the day you'll be right before Jesus. Sing it, Lois. Maybe you want to praise him and thank him. I think I'm going to thank him.
In Bethlehem held Mary's little lamb. Then a cross on Golgotha held the nails that pierced his hands.
Just come and praise him.
Satan said, I've won, I told him.
Yeah.
And the tomb said, I'll hold him.
If you're not saved, you better get up here.
Said,
let's take a Bible to
he's mine forevermore.
Come on, praise him, church. Amen.
For 3 days and nights, hell had a jubilee.
Yeah, it did.
But
yeah,
just
did.
As
yeah,
dawn was breaking, Satan thought he'd better check and see. And the tomb said, I can't find him. And death said, I could not find him. He got up, and when he left, he took my keys. And worthy is the risen man.
Woo! Cast the crown. at church tonight.
Praise God.